we have Yontif. But just peripherally, temporarily, just to get a little bit of a look over here, please take a look in the Korban Asana. Os Reish. Makes a very important, Os Pei. Nukshe. Very beginning. With Tosis, the same thing as with Rosh, the same as Tosis. Karas lo mechaibu. Shlo avi chametz gomer. Avi chametz nukshe miyahavi. V'loki aleu. What does loki mean? Malchus. Not loki. It means malchus. It's unlucky. Gets malchus. And that means it's a daraisa, obviously. Makes a very important, os pei. Nukshe. Very beginning. With Tosis is the same thing as with Rosh, the same as Tosis. Karas lo mechaibu. Shlo avi chametz gomer. Avi chametz nukshe miyahavi. V'loki aleu. What does loki mean? Malchus. Not lucky. It means malchus. It's unlucky. Gets malchus. And that means it's a daraisa, obviously. Says the priest, Korban Asana. What are you talking about? Tvav tmurim. To be pirish rashi lefanein lechlam levot. Kostel avi chametz nukshe havi. Klamar ra. But also chim retain the mal achmetz. Ain nishma mizeh the svirle the lucky al nukshe. Uvi also to make it worse. The perik elu offered siman alav siman vav v'atzmo masik sham desir yisarif avol lo lucky alei. The Rosh himself seems to say that there's no kasha. There's no yisur d'orais. You'll say so what? What's the difference? It's d'orais. It's d'rabbanan. Makes a tremendous difference. Tremendous difference. Because you see, the kasha which Tosis raised from the Menachas Daf Nun Zayin, it's predicated on an assumption that it's an Issa Daraisa. That's their assumption. Look at the Korban Asana Reish. Where the Rosh has the same kasha from Menachas Nun Zayin, there's the Korban Asana Reish. Haino Lashidash Rebbe Natam. The Svirle Chomets Nukshe Midoraisa. Yeah. Rak Mishay Shol Saralai Ludavim Midirabonon. As we said earlier, remember this famous Gemara about Kadosh Bechitik or the Naisa, Mishay Shol Salamayla, a whole pilpul about that. So Rabbi Natan says that Chometz Nukshe on Pesach is the Raisa, and Chometz Nukshe on Erev Pesach is the Rabbona. Rabbi Natan. What's the heads? What's the difference? What's the difference? It's an extra pasuk, right? The extra ribui. And the ribui that we have, that the Vimar B'chometz Nukshe is only on Pesach. Kol Machmetz, whatever the people will see later what the details are. But in Erev Pesach, there's no reason to the rights of Chometz Nukshe. It's the rights of Chometz regular, we pass the Gav Yuda, but no reason to the rights of Chometz Nukshe at all in Erev Pesach. Avam Yipirish Rashi Shav Nireh, the sphere of the Chometz Nukshe the Rabbanon, period. Period. Mishabachi ain makshin tosis mehai the kolamanachas al pirish rashi. The mishabachi muki rish lakash begalam amayim. The havi chametz gomor. Ava below mayim. Nukshe midirabonanu. Viev shalom badashat akribu askil the rabbos chametz nukshe. I don't know what he's talking about. What do you mean tosis in estakash? Tos did ask the kasha. How do you read this Korban Asana? Tos did ask the kasha against Rashi. From what? From Menachas Nun Zayin. Or from Medavah B'mayim. Because it's no kasha. Because it's only the Rabbanan. If it's only the Rabbanan, of course you have to be Medavah B'mayim to make it into a Doraisa. Even if without Mayim it's going to be also as Nukshin. It's not Nukshin, only the Rabbanan. I thought Tos did ask the kasha, no? Do you read Tos? They don't ask this kasha? What does it say? Amay itzuch l'neim ahosin l'gal av amayim, but lo give him amayim nami itzuch kro. Shalo tef v'chomets, tef v'chomets nukshe. Tosis did ask the kasha, why? Because Tosis assumes that nukshe is belav. On the second line of the page. I told you, that line, it just sort of slipped it when you weren't looking. But the whole kasha is based upon that. What's the Korban Asana mean? Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure what that means.
No.
Ah, there. Oh, I guess you must be right. Oh, okay. Tov. I didn't see what he meant. Okay, I have to look back at Tosas there. See what else the old shackle of Atariya. Maybe you're right. Fine. So now Rabbo says a major question. Halacha l'maisa. Open the Shulchan Aruch. Let's have a Shulchan Aruch, a Mishnah Berurah. Let's see how he passes. Simon Tov Sama Beis. The Mechaber Paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone please look inside. You have one? There's plenty of Shulchan Aruchs here. Here's a Shulchan Aruch for someone who wants. Here's a Mishnah Berurah for someone who wants. Here? No? Pass it around. Someone wants a tour, maybe that can help you a little bit. Tour it also. Here's another Shulchan Aruch with the beer I grew up. Come on, everyone has a Shulchan Aruch. No? Everyone has already? Pass it around. Everyone has? Everyone has? Good. Everybody has already? Baruch Hashem? Okay, everybody has one? Good, everyone has. May, top side of bags. May, Paris, below, Mayim, Ain, Machmitsim, Klal, Umutu, Lechel, the Pesach, Matshin, Losh, May, Paris. I feel the Shos, I call Ayom. I will end Yotzim, they call us, they should match a shear, the Krok, Sib, Lechel, money, fine. He paskins like Tosis. Bays. May Paris in Mayim. Oh, watch out! Memar and Lahachmitz Yosef Misharisa. Hilkachem Lolashbaim. Him Loshbaim Yafamiyah. Again, he passes like Tosis. Mama, she follows Tosis straight through. Okay? It's the Mechaber. Then the Mechaber goes on with some other problems which we'll see later on. And then it says in the Ramah and Sivdalad, everything falls apart. Over Medinos Elu, Ramos of Dalit, Ain Noah Gin Lolish Bemei Paris. Va Filu Liktof Hamatis Ain Noah Gin. Rakli Akra for Yosef, Bodom Chavin. Vi Ain Lishanos Imlo Bishas Atrak, the Torke Chole Ozoke and Atorah Chazer, the famous Chole Ozoke. This is the Ramo. We've spoken this Ramah so many times. This is a famous Ramah printed in the start of the matzah boxes. Look at Ramah 462-4. That's this. Yeah?
The Ramah says here that if you looked up the matzah, you know, how come no one seems to do that in the
matzah? We don't do that either. I don't know.
You make flavored matzahs this way, you know, garlic flavored matzahs, but while still hot, you smear it or something.
But
how come
you don't see anything? But garlic is cold also? So. Anyway, now, the questions like this, Rabbi Osai, we discussed already a few times. This Chumra Seramoa, does it apply only on Pesach, or does it even apply Erev Pesach? This is very relevant, of course, coming up, Mitzvah Shem, a few weeks, Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. We discussed it so many times already. Is it apply or does it not apply? So the Aruch HaShulchan says no. The Chumras Ramah only applies to Pesach proper. Does not apply to Erev Pesach. It's Aruch HaShulchan. I think it's tough Ayin Aleph to pay it. You have an Aruch HaShulchan?
The wrong one.
I think that's where it was, if I'm not mistaken. You have an Aruch HaShulchan there? No. But that's where, there is an Aruch HaShulchan says the Beferish. And others disagree. What's the Shiloh? Analyze it. Forget about it. Everybody means riots back and forth and they knock off all the riots. Let's analyze the svara. Should it be us or should it be mutter? Let's just think about it for a minute. What would you say? What's the basis for the Aruch HaShulchan? What's the basis for those who argue with the Aruch HaShulchan?
I say that's only a chumra that it's
Oh. Oh, so we can make the following suggestion based on Rabbeinu Tam we just saw. The reason we asked him, May Paris, was we agree with the Mechaber. The Ramah basically uses the Mechaber, basically. He's only afraid he's going to mix in water. That's the fear. The dreadful fear. Some water may actually mix in with the May Paris, and then you're in tremendous trouble. What's the tremendous trouble? What does the chart say? Feed Rabbeinu Tam. What does it become? What? What's the tremendous trouble? Such a tremendous trouble. The Teretz is the Raisa, Malchus. Oh, we just got through saying, what? You sort of covered us out. What do you say? When does that apply? This is Malchus. When? On Pesach. But Erev Pesach, even if worse comes to worse and the water drips into the other mashkin, to the main Paris, and it really happens, or so what? Is it most the Rabbanon? So therefore, an Erev Pesach, when it's at most the Rabbanon, the Aruch HaShulchan will say, low Gozru. There's no minute to answer. Only on Pesach, when you're playing with the rices for a drop of water, then you have to be Machat. Baldik. This is the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan. There's no problem at all in Erev Pesach. And there are some Rabbanim who do that, Lamais. They have Erev Pesach in the afternoon. They have their egg matzahs, the Shalashudas. Why not? Hetagam. However, there are many other Mefarshim, there are more with us of that too. And I want to bring you a ride that it's true. I'm bringing a ride from an unlikely source, which I think that the people didn't really see, didn't know about. I wouldn't know about it either, except someone happened to. I did type of tweet, happened to tell me to look here. I wouldn't know where to look here. I'm finished. I'm bucky and smack.
Can we say that we're worried about the worst? That we're worried about the worst?
Doesn't that look wrong on there? She made a smoke from the smack.
No, I'm just smack. Who was the smack, Rabbi said? We already saw the smack. We saw quoted yesterday in the Mordechai. Remember? Gisi Rav Yitzchak Mikruvil, B'Sefer Mitzvos Katan Shechiber. It's a smack. On the bottom of the smack, there are Hagos for Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Gedolei Balei HaTosfos. You don't know the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. As a matter of fact, I didn't look it up. You have that book with the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz here? Maybe bring it in. We'll see if maybe we get a bigger clarification. This is important. In Simon Reish Yud Tes, Siv Cotton, in the Haggadah Siv Cotton Vav, this is as follows. On top, the Smak himself said, Matashi was with there at Pesach? What do you mean Matashi? What is the Losha B'Yayin Hashem Vash? Or B'Beit Zabali Ma'im Klal? Why the Yesh B'Mayim Kadmil Machbetzi? The famous she does Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, a rugged lechel matzah shini losha bebeitz and beyom arbaos of chalas b'shabbos b'sud shlishis. And even without Shabbos, he would eat it. Why not? That's the smack. Comes the agol smack that Rabbeinu Peretz as follows. Ach Omar Rashi, listen very carefully. B'tchila nagu b'tzarfas lolos b'mem matzah bebeitz. The Akshav Noagu Bo Isser. Okay, so we're Machmir, thank you very much. We're Machmir Egg Matzahs. The Yesh Misha Omesh Lahachmir Asher Lolosh Bebeitzim Yosim Imei Peres. Yeah. That maybe the egg matzah is worse than other May Paris. Why? Because if the ika nafcha, it swells. Vivyesh ma'imimam. Also, I feel the May Paris. But May Paris is even by itself, he suggests. The Rav Rabbeinu Meir, I assume he's Rabbeinu Meir of Rottenberg. Lorotza lolosh bebeitzin. Fishashah lerabo. Isa shenilosha bebeitzim imichom lochul bepesach. V'lo oma bo lo isur v'lo hedin. Notice that the rabbi doesn't have to answer all the questions. He didn't say either way. Isur lo oma bo l'fish ein mei peretz machmitzin. Het lo oma bo l'fish ein no feach v'mei beitzim. L'chei, what did he do to Rabbi Woodberg? Rabbi Meir, Zal, hoya rogo lisro tapuchim. You take apple juice, nothing new, huh? Oh, agasim, or pear juice. Lolosh b'mei meyem k'dei lasa su'uda shlishis. So Merami Whitman wouldn't use egg matzah, use apple juice matzah. Fine. Good. So what do we have so far? That some ask all may pay us, period. Some are matir even a beitim, and some are matir may peris and asim a beitim. Three sheets already called an ago. Correct? He didn't decide definitively which one of them is correct. Then he got to the following line. Vinirim. Tahainu dafka lechasidim. What do chasidim mean? She'ena mevatlim klal kol ha'shona su deshlishis b'shabbos. Every single week they have shalosh, they're very careful about it. Avla noshim acherim. She'pa'omim below ones. Ein makpidim lasa su deshlishis. Ein lahem lahachnis atzma bizeh. And the next word to me is one of the biggest enigmas. Bizeh hatorach. Hatorach seems to first to mean, hey, shouldn't bother with it. But then he goes right to the gazrinan may peris below mayim. Otu kishayesh bo mayim. The kishayesh bo mayim. Kadmi umachamtzi. Uve medinos elu. Ein lo agin lolosh be mei peris. Vi ein lishanes. Im lo bishazatchak lezorach echola o zogan atzorach lezeh. I'm not sure that's part of it in the parents. It's some kind of parenthesis here, Shulchan Aruch. I don't know what that, if that's... And then he also, we'll get to the Tumah a little bit later. So I'm not sure what the, I don't know if they did a good print of this. I'll call upon him. What did he say? What did he clearly say? That we have to worry about egg matzahs. Even in Erev Pesach. Elamai, butter, what an unusual circle. Yeah, chasidim, tzaddikim. And I have to add something. Not only tzaddikim who are makban and shalashud every week, but tzaddikim who are makban and shalashudis of pas every week. A chosid who relies on gefilte fish or fruits or even cake, and do the same thing Erev Pesach, and never take a chance on egg matzah for. So the mele, it's only those people who are very, very makban every week to have dafka pas, then it's mele, I'll tell you the pshat. It's lo gor from chol hazaken, and someone will get no teeth. That's a shatat chak, and it's a shatat chak. As a shatat chak, you can't swallow the regular matzah, can't chew it. It's a shatat chak to be on the shalosh shudas. Yeah. He said even apple juice matzah shouldn't do.
Right. But he said any
could eat. Oh, I don't know. It could be only apple juice matzah.
I thought he said one fruit.
Whatever. Now.
Today, except for orange juice, orange is the only fruit juice that is only used without water. Rarely are any other fruit juices used by themselves. Whereas eggs, this is, when you make eggs, you don't necessarily add any.
We'll have to discuss that, Marie. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk a little about it. The fact that our apple juice is put into the egg matzahs. You ever look at the apple ingredients? It says flour, eggs. Apple juice, but it's not original apple juice. It's from concentrate. And that's a big question. Because, you know, concentrate. You know how things go with concentrate. It was more concentrate before you reconstituted it. I mean, it's cheaper that way. They put in more water. So therefore, the mail, though, we can ask the question. Maybe that should be considered the equivalent of what? May Paris in what? In mine. That's a very complicated issue. We'll have to talk about that. That's very complicated. Yeah, it's a very big problem. Yes. Right. As long as it does not have the major drinks, the official drinks of what? Yayin, Cholov, Shemin, and Vash, Drav, Hov, you can actually have it on Pesach night. For sure. Right. That was the Rav's Chumra. Right. We mentioned that already. Now. On both sides. 1 minute. 1 minute. Apparently, Rabbeinu Peretz, I mean, one of two things. See, it's very unclear to me what Rabbeinu Peres is really, what he's driving at. Is he worried about Rosh Hashita? He clearly mentions Rosh. He's worried a little bit about Rosh Hashita. And he's also worried about the Mayan coming in. So it could be that he holds like this. That what's Rosh Hashita? Chomets Nukshin. But even that itself might not be so bad, Chomets Nukshin. Because Chomets Nukshin is a Chayar of Pesach. Chayar of Pesach, Chomets Nukshin may not be presumed it's not Daraisa. It's never Daraisa. But I think he's really worried about is Chomets Gomer. Because he's afraid that if he mixes in some water, it's going to be Chomets Gomer. And Chomets Gomer is an Issa Daraisa, even an Erev Pesach. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, to what? That Chomets, that Mat May Peres with water, it's still only what? Nukshe. Nukshe to Rabbeinu Erev Pesach, to Rabbeinu Tam was a Knaka. He ate Matzah Shir Erev Pesach. What's the worst that could happen? If water falls in, big deal. Don't do Rabbeinu. But the Rabbeinu Peres who asked, except for rare exceptions or rare exceptional circumstances, who asked what? Come on, asked what? The egg matzah or even apple juice matzah on Erev Pesach. What is he worried about? He's worried about the possibility of a what? Of an Iser Doraisa, because maybe it's Chometz Gomer if water mixes in. That's what it depends upon. That's the tumble that they have now, or the egg matzah that we have to mach on Erev Pesach, depend on the shell, I think. Do we consider? We always think, what's the difference? Osir is Osir. The first half of the Chavi, you see the difference. Osir Abud, oh, that's a big difference. But the second half, what's the difference? Osir, we don't give malchus nowadays. We don't give chorus nowadays. We never did. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Who cares? A tremendous difference. If it's what? The Rabbanon. Then an Erev Pesach. How much luxury? At least an Erev Pesach if the Rabbanon. Then it's Vibut Erev Pesach. But if it's a shadow of the rice, a chametz gomer, then we have to ask Erev Pesach. That's why I'm one of the reasons which I'm not willing to accept this kula of egg boxes past this manachila, which some rabbanim accept. And my reason is because it seems to me from the Rabbeinu Peres, he was very much worried about the possibility of a daraisa. Yes.
What about the
different stories. Call of a zaken. Even on Pesach proper, we have to take a chance. We'll take a chance. He can't eat anything otherwise. So we say, look, Mikir did. We presume he didn't put in any water. And he made it very quickly. But, so we
eliminate. Because we're saying we should be
mafra in Right.
And yet we're also still willing to find out we have other food and still we may go like the Rabbah for Zuck and Cholah. They're not going to starve.
The truth of the matter is, I haven't found any Cholah of can't even eating Ekmatis, period. I haven't seen it. Never in my life did I see a Cholah of Zuck. I said, kids do it. Kids that are under my mitzvah, so. But I've never seen a chola or a zaken eat egg matzah. I think Avram is right. If they can't chew the regular matzah, they're going to break the teeth on the egg matzah. They'll eat potatoes, filter fish, applesauce, plenty of food to eat. Yes? We'll get to that later. We assume that there's not. That's related to this. We'll get to that later. That's the toast of Beis HaMinalef. Which we haven't really got to. You have to base. We'll go back to that base. Yeah?
You split your Shabbos meals in half and you have challah at both
Shabbos,
meals.
Friday night, Shabbos in the morning, your mother's not using the vacuum cleaner. So if I meet my house, she's shoving us a lot of side of the meal. So she's going to be a total cholah. She's frantic every single crumb of bread.
She's a cholah. I didn't catch you. You were too fast for me. The mother's a cholah.
She's
psychologically sick that every crumb is going to fall down. Ain't no kinami. I think you're right. She is a cholah. So therefore, for that reason, I told you that even though I'm not very enamored of egg matzah, b'chlal, my Rebbe didn't like it. He was afraid of a different problem. He was afraid of the problem of matzah. Either because of the Rambam, who says you can be yoritzu with the Pesach night, or the other Rambam, who asks matzah shira, the gra, even if it is that. So I'm not happy with egg matzah, but I do feel that it's going to be a shalom bias. I said, I told you 2 months ago already. The shalom bias shayla, you should use egg matzah. But I don't have to go so far. So use the egg matzahs and stop eating egg matzahs before 10 o'clock, whatever the time is. So that has to be, I'm not willing to go any further than that. That's not a new psychological sickness. That's what you begin to shalashudis. So on that, I can have a right to be machmir. I don't do it with psychology anymore. That's a question of shikul of achros. I did. So we're not such big tzaddikim that the Rebbe and the parents are talking about. Yeah?
Can you try to explain that the Rebbe said that he's worried that the point is falling to it?
Right.
So that the whole of Mach is even more better.
Nope.
So we have to deal with the whole problem.
No. Not do with that. No. You have some bittul. Not do with bittul. If water falls into the main parents, it's chamas from the beginning. There's no bittul. No, there's a bittul. We'll get to later about bittul. There's nothing to do with chos of any at all. Absolutely nothing to do with that. Rav Osa, now we come to the big kasha. The big kasha of the, which we never answered. Steer and Rashi. Yeah. Let's see. Here it is. Look at this. Wow. Rashi. Look at this Rabbeinu Peretz, unbelievable. Rabbeinu Peretz is the author that goes smack. I told you, he's the one who said that you shouldn't, unless you're a big tzaddik, you shouldn't have the matzah shira for shalosh shudas. After this manisim. But look what he's in the Tosh Rabbeinu Peretz. I didn't see it until just now. Look what he says like this. His May Peretz are not machmits at all. And he said as follows. V'chein a Rashi noeg, listen to this, I don't believe it. V'chein a Rashi noeg, v'ya ochel matzah ashira sh'nilosha v'beitzim li'ach ha'shei shots. And Rabbi Natam was matirat. Because you see that the Isa nas over yosem imayim. This is Mamash Ben Ha'apachu. I thought it came to these in Yonim, Rashi was the biggest Machmir. Her Ben Tam is the biggest Mekil. And here the Tosh Ben Peretz is Faker. Rashi ate Ek Machmir for Shalosh Shush, Her Ben Tam
didn't. He said he didn't
eat Ek Machmir. Oh, he ate Ek Machmir. Oh, Ochel Ach Asher Shosh. Rabbein Tam Osro. Vishahod Chazina Da Isra Nas Ova Yosem Mimayim. Rabbein Tam, I would think, hold that May Peretz is Mutter. And they bait him as us. Special chumra. That's what we already saw. But that Rashi ate the May Paris? I guess Rashi held like this.
May
bait him. I'll tell you the Pshat and Rashi. Oh, I know Pshat and Rashi. Rashi wasn't worried about mixing in water. Rashi was only worried about what? Rashi was only worried about what? Chometz Nuksha proper. And I guess Rashi was working with the assumption it was only Osir on Pesach. What does that mean? That Chomas Nukshin is... Yeah, the worst case would be Chomas Nukshin, Erev Pesach. Maybe I'll just mutter mamish, I don't know. Look, after we haven't done the story of Chomas Nukshin yet. When we are Rashi, he held that even Chomas Nukshin proper is only the Rabbonim. On Pesach. So well, maybe Erev Pesach has had the gun, I don't know. This is Rabbein of Paris and the Tos surprised me on a few counts. Okay. Surprise, surprise. Okay. Now the kasha. What will Rashi do with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes and Daf Mem? So I told you one teretz already. Tos the Menachos. Daf Nun Dalid. It will be all the May Peretz. This will cause chometz. But if it will be chometz, Gomer, they ask it because of the remote possibility. Since the worst case scenario is only Nuksha, it's not so bad. Okay? That's the answer. But the truth of the matter is that doesn't answer everything. That only answers the Gemara about what? Mem Amud Aleph. Please turn again to Lamed Tes Mem. I just want to show you again the Gemara. Very important. There are two problems with Rashi. Tos only asked one of them. Tos asked not Mem Amud Aleph. It's called Kimcha Davishonah, Chatzva Davishonah. It's Magia the side. That's an unlikely case scenario. But it's another Gemara. And this is, we have to know the Gemara by heart. I mean it, by heart. It's only one line. Vatika, Shara Vatika, Asar. You have to know. This law you have to know. Lo kasha. With a little test of the Lama Testament days. Ha da avde be mishcha u milcha. Ha da avde be mayo milcha. It's only eight words. Ha da avde be mishcha u milcha. Ha da avde be mayo milcha. Says Rashi. Mishcha milcha. The kimcha shari. The may peris ein machmik. The reboi nishaloi lo. I can offer the Rashi. May peris ein machmitim is het the gomach. What is going on? Rashi himself has said about Laman Vav and Laman Hey that it's awesome. What is going on? The Rashi has this question. Tosfos discovery doesn't ask this question. Don't know why. The Rashi has this question. Let's turn to the Rashi for a moment and see how he asks this question. Please. Simon Yud Gimel. Did you see it inside? I think we saw it already inside. Did we not? Maybe not. Everyone see the Rosh Simon Yud Gimel? After the letter Yud Gimel, go down five lines. Straight down, five lines, due south. The Chen Shara, the Kamana, Flamentes, and the Beza should be. Vatika, Bemilcho, Mishcho. Alma, May, Pemis, Ein, Matmitsa. That's the Kasha. That's a Gavaldig Kasha. That is a Gavaldig Kasha. That is a Meridig Kasha. On top of the second column, he suggests the terrace. With a little shin, third line. The ein loma, the hachdu is shlokish ari below mine. Va filu hachi savar, the chometz nukshav. Okay. Rashi said that, the ferish. But the less lehach the rabba to come on the shari kimcha davishona. Now that's the teretz. When you're stuck, you say it's a machlokes. That solves all the world's problems. A steer in the Gemara, a steer in Rashi, no problem. Machlokes is the oldest phenomenon in the books. Machlokes. Machlokes with shlokesh and rabba. With shlokesh will say, may Paris alone is chometz nukshe. And Rava will say, what? That it's what? Hepigamur. And we pass, and then Rashi passed like Rish Lakish. That sounds like a very logical terence. He says, no, can't be. Dimkei, Amai, it's Juchleli Rish Lakish himself. The Korban Asalim says, the same Rish Lakish. Lemeim adem minchas nesochim migabal of Amayim below Gibal Mayim Nami apagad lo avayin chametz nukshe. It's Juchkral, that's too much of the Yafa Chomet. The chametz nukshe posel them nachas ke nemucha chayin de tapuach shirisko v'nas l'tocha isa. This is the kasha which the Rosh raises. We already saw the kasha is no kasha. Why is it no kasha? Rabosa, you remember why it's no kasha? We forgot. It's only a kasha if you assume a chametz nukshe is doraisa. Because a chametz nukshe is the rabbanon, the korban asal already said that Rashi seems to hold. The kasha doesn't even begin. Because we're talking about a level of doraisa. Menachos is whatever we're talking about. The other sugars are doraisa thicker level. So that the rabbanon thicker yis is not going to affect it over there. That's the korban asal pointed out. Os reish. No kasha. That's it, it's machlokes, the best teretz of all. The best teretz is machlokes. I'll tell you the truth. Before I even saw it, realized the Rosh had said this, I found it in, of all places, a Ha'orah to Rabbeinu David, which I, a little late my Makarvus. Ha'orah to Rabbeinu David, which is as follows. There's a problem with the Rambam. Where to put that, the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam is a problem. What was the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam says, May Paris, we seem to have a problem over here. What? Without water, what? It's mudur. And with water is what? It's chametz gom. No, so what is it? But I berish lovish to be fairish, no what? It's ain't no curse. We should apply that it's usher. without it being chametz gomer? What do Rambam do? The answer is, he says, that Rava argues on Rish Lakish. In the Chinami. Rish Lakish says, oh, what? It's Aser. The Rava said it's Mutter. And the Rava passed. I'm like, Rava! So when I saw that in the Aura, I said, hey, wait a minute. If the Rava can pass like Rava, assuming it's a Machlokas, then what else could happen? No, wake up. Rash can pass like Rish Lakish. Then I realized that's what the Rosh is saying over here. The reason didn't really, the Rosh said it's sort of the Ve'ein Lomar. So Ve'ein Lomar, so I just sort of didn't really realize what he said. He said it's Davar Gadol, so Machlokas. Machlokas, Machlokas. So now I've all said we have two Terutim really. One Teretz, at least to the Gemara on Afmem anyway, is that it's what? It's Davar Shalosh Shchiyah, which they only would go there if it would be a Chiyah of Kares. And not have to be a chiyuv only of nuksha. That was the Teretz of Tosfos Menachos. That wouldn't help this Vitika story. So Vitika story, I only have one Teretz, a different Teretz. What's that Teretz? Machlokes. So once it's Machlokes, you can get that Teretz over here. Also Machlokes. You don't have to come on to the first Teretz. Once it's Machlokes, it's easy. However, I want to add one more Nakuda, which is also found, I saw in that Ha'orah from Ben Adar. They ask the Kasha against the Rambam from the Gemara in Menachos Nundal. Take a look. Quote on the top line. Top line. V'hodek on the Rosh. The Rosh top line, second column. V'hodek Armin and Asam. Tapuach Sherisko v'nas l'tocha Isa. V'chimtza. V'chomets Nuksha Havi. What do you see? There's a possibility of Nuksha. What did Rambam do with that? Rambam doesn't have that possibility. So we can give the same answers before. Namely what? That was like Rish Lakish. We passed like Rava. The same teretz that we gave before would work over here too. I guess the reason why he doesn't want to give that teretz is because if you look at the Gemara Menachos Nadal, this is a kamat muchrof, this distinction. You don't know how would Rava get out of this problem. You say it's only Rish Lakish. Even to Bryce, otherwise you look very careful. I'll call upon him. The footnote claims that the Rambam holds like Rabbi Ben David. What did Rabbi Ben David say? A whole loop shot to the Gemara. A loop shot to the Gemara. In the Gemara in Menachos Nundal. Doesn't mean that it's only Chometz Nukshe in a pace of a sense. No. Doesn't mean that. It's referring to a case where there's water. And with water, it's chametz gomer on Pesach. It's called chametz nuksha. No, Rabotai, no. It's only considered to be chametz nuksha in Hilchas Karbonis. In Karbonis, there are some Karbonis which requires chametz dafka. What are they? Lachme toda, right? Shtei alechem. That's what the Gemara is talking. That's what's doing. For that, you have to have a perfect chametz, not a chametz nuksha, shvacha chametz. In a chinam, in Hilchos Pesach, it's chametz gomer, chayav koreks. But it's too weak to be considered a chatchila anyway, as far as korban mincha of toda and shtei alechem is concerned. I'll read it to you. Here. Apa pisha amru isha shenitzcham zebet tapuchin havin nukshe. No! Then yen todo shamru kein. Loma she'enem in amuvchor. Ache boda loss has saw me tocha. Aber she nuksha in chi of chametz? Gah! No, I'm kasha. Well, David, well, somebody has to be kasha back there. From Rabbi Ida. This is an impeding. What impeding over here? Then you chametz nuksha? Eino elok shu nuksha gomer. Dime de kolon shel sofrim v'amon shel tabochim. She derech achila bohen. There's only one kind of seer, which is mekulkol, the shtana se'isa, etc., etc. That's it. So only one kind of nuksha Rabbi Nadavid claims. That's what he says. Rabbi Nadavid is basically agreeing with the Rambam sheet. What we call the Rambam. That without Rabosai. That with water it's chametz gomer, except for Toda. And without water, it sounds like he's saying it's going to be mutter. So it seems. Ay, Rish Lakish Abosai. Rish Lakish said, Enchayavan al Chimutz HaKaris. That's the cash we had before. So Rabbi Nadava comes up with his own original pshat. His own original pshat. Listen carefully. Avol noma shedivrei Rish Lakish la'acha sheshoa sa isaka dechim. It's a wait of 18 minutes. Shein matirin osa l'chatchila v'shem gzeira de'isa sheni lo shebemayim. Finally, the Carmina and Shein Chayavan al Chimutz HaKaretz. Kolom al-acha sheyesh b'kadei chimutz. A new pshat, Rabosai. How to say it over here? How do we put this in the chart, Rabbeinu David Shita? What is Rabbeinu David Shita? Bill, help me out. What did Rabbeinu David say? This is Chametz Gomer. Chametz Gomer. Oh, there's nothing to say about that. What's it over here? It's Gazru. What? Atu. Mayim. Not yet Mayim. Atu Mayim alone. And when they make the Xerah, only after 18 minutes. No worse than Mayim. Even Mayim takes 18 minutes to have Chibis. You with me? God, you want to Mayim. Now you have to go like those Hashgar before. Kimcha that be shown. Those that's Chatz for that, all that stuff. Says the Rabbeinu Dov and known out to be Yusho. Vayichatz v'davi shona the sharo lechatchila. Listen carefully. Mishum delek Rabbi Nadav. Kupesh kuftari hay. The end of the fourth line. Mishum delek on the mix of amidi. Why? Footnote 70. She'ein naderech la'arev v'koli klum. She'mei peres v'guf mei miotiv. V'chein ahid the vatika the mishcho v'milcho mishum the minkur amnul sa shapir. Bein vatika the mishcho v'melach amin vatika the mayav v'milcho v'lo michle v'adadi. And he brings a riot from Oriz V'dochen. He don't say Lo Michlifi Adadi. That's all. So it's God you want to Mayim. But what? But what? Now let's just answer for a second. What would you do over here with all these sheetahs if you do with what? What do you do with this Batika story? So Gazu Atu Mayim. Batika? Lo Gazru. Why? Because the Nika, it's the Nika, right? That's the fancy answer of a Tika, according to Rebbe Dov. Push. And the question, what about according to Rashi? What do we do with the Vatika story? So how many terrorists do we have so far? Two. What else do we do with Vatika? What do we do with Vatika? No, come on, what terrorists do we have? One, what? One terrorist. What did he say? Machlokas. Machlokas, Rishi Shmura. Right? That's all the terrorists we had so far. On the other thing, we had another terrorist. What was the other thing? Terrorist of what? Have you shown a story? They made it, you can say it's a machlok. So you can say it's a gzera, and they only made it, it would be the worst case scenario, it would have been a chi of curse. But now, I'll give you my final part for today, which is something which, again, I discovered here in one of the footnotes, which is the Urayim. The Urayim has its own answer to the discussion of the Vatika. Everyone with me so far? Rabbi David said Vatika is not a problem because he says it only has oil and salt, no water. And my look is awesome. Look for a second here in the Korban Asana. He's added an extra line which Tosfos had over here in Menachos. Oh, in Korban Asana Kuf. Ever see? Please look inside. I'm almost finished. Look inside, please. Everyone looking inside? They add a line. Ve'ein lo mar de'ayri ayadei shimur.
Back to
this parak to the V'ein Lomar. V'ein Lomar, the Ariyah de Shimur, the Inkein, Maya, Milchanam, Isharu. Wrong! Because it doesn't mean Maya, Milchalom. What does it mean? Maya, Milchal, Mishra. Now, Maya, Milchal, Mishra, what does that mean? Make parents with Maya, which is what? That's the word. The Maya, the Hafen. You can't watch it. That's why it's up. Mishra Milcha is what? Is pure May Paris. Pure May Paris, Enochinami, if you let it go for the long. Wrong! Because it doesn't mean Maya Milchalo. What does it mean? Maya Milcho Mishra. Now, Maya Milcho Mishra, what does that mean? Make parents with Maya, which is what? That's the word. The Maya the Hafen. You can't watch it. That's why it's up. Mishra Milcho is what? Is pure made parents. You are made parents, Enochinami, if you let it go for a while, it will become a chavit. Like Rashi said, Hachavah Mayaskin, he was Mishamarit. He was watching very carefully. So what's the difference in the first case and the second case? Here, it's made parents alone, doesn't go so fast. And here, it's made parents alone, it goes very fast, you can't watch it. It's a brilliant answer. That's the answer to the array. Lee Mayim is coming to Nuksha. Yes, it doesn't happen in a minute. It takes time. It takes 18 minutes. It takes 4. I don't know what it takes. Rashi said a parish from Ma'al Ahmed by. Let's look again. Did Rashi said a parish from Ma'al Ahmed by. Yes, he did. Whoopee. You're right, Ben Ahmed. Rashi Lamed Vav. Rashi Lamed Vav. Eloshin is the Isa Shalmatas. The Yain, the Shemen, Uzvash. They should crow them in my hair and Ahmed. So that's the answer will be. There we don't pass like Rabbi Gamaliel. When it's what? May Paris alone. Even if the Ma'al HaHachmas a little bit from Ma'er. But you know, it still could be watched. Be very careful. If it's a combination of May Paris scenario, what's the worst that can happen? That's what this chart's about. What we really have not discussed so much is that it takes a while to get there. The Chalkila, what's it in? So the kit, though, I'll tell you now, and I'm not sure if it's a different sheet, but it's literally the same as the Rambam. But, like you said over here, Chavetz Gomer what? Mil. And if it's a rip with hole, no problem. You can make matzah with eggs and with apple juice and with water, all mixed things together. No worse than plain water. Plain water, you have to have 18 minutes. Have to be careful. But this thing is the same. I see the rip says the Rambam really. Think about it. The rip says, So the rip therefore says, no problem, you're right, make a chatchila. Mask with eggs, with apples, with water, with grape juice, with anything you want. That's the case of the rip. And the Rosh takes very strong exception to the rip. The rip with rice. Rosh knocks off the rice. We'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll go back.